Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel Machiavellianness, Illuminati, all through your body? The blows like a 12 gauge shot. Feel me? And God said he's the one begotten son to lead the wild into the ways of the man. Follow me. Keep my flesh, flesh of my flesh. Come with me. Hail Mary.
Hail Mary.
Killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting. Picture paragraphs unloaded. Wise words being quoted. Beat the weakness in the rap game is loaded. Bow down, pray to God, hoping that he's listening. See it coming for me. My diamonds when they glisten. Now pay attention, rest in peace, Father. I'm a ghost in the killing fields. Hail Mary, catch me. If I go, let's go deep inside the solitary mind of a madman. Screams in the dark, evil lurks. Enemies, see me flee. Activate my hate. Let it break.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Happy New Year, Chris. How are you?
Happy New Year, you guys.
Happy New Year to everyone, everyone. We made it. We made it. We are now officially inside of 2022. What you guys do for your New Year's celebration, T?
Oh, no, I didn't do nothing, absolutely nothing. Sat down, made sure I was in the house to make
right,
sure the family
right.
was okay, everybody was breathing, did our prayers, thanked the Lord for a new year, and asked him to bless this year that was coming up for us. I mean, I just did
right,
a lot of praying.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, my mom always told me, you should bring the new year in doing what you plan on continuing throughout the year. So I brought the new year in with my family, my tight circle, and you know, we had a champagne toast at 12 o'clock, and you know, everything was good. Everything was good. We had a great New Year's celebration, and then the actual first day, January 1st, which is Saturday, we all got together and went over to my aunt's house. And Brandywine, and girl, we had us a seafood extravaganza, you know. Girl, it was lovely. I'm talking crabs, I'm talking shrimp, I'm talking crab cakes, I'm talking lobster, I'm talking trout, whiting. I mean, girl, you name it, my aunt had it prepared. You hear me? And I was like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. And your boy, you know what I mean, had a chance to put his culinary skills to the test. They allowed me to make the black eyed peas. And real quick, Treat, girl, I made the black eyed peas a little different from what I normally do. Normally, I would cook them down and add the meat once I know all the beans are completely done. Well, this time, I chopped up. I made the beans with actual pork chop as my yes. I use boneless pork chops and Reese helped me out. She diced them up, and we put them in a pan, and I fried them and put meat tenderizing and soul food and all those seasonings on it. And then when they cooked down, the meat began to break up. I put it in with the beans, and girl, I'm telling you, It was a fight over them beans. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
That pot, girl, that pot went almost like 5-10 minutes after they were done. And I told Reese, I said, I'm going to go and snatch me some out of there before they get too comfortable. And we are left with no beans. Reese is like, okay, I got your bag. The bowl is over there. Yes. Just, you know, girl, we had to go on a covert mission to make sure that they didn't take all of those beans. You know what I mean? So it was a good time with the family, and I want to thank everyone on the group chat who took the time to wish us a happy new year and just let us know that you all were safe. Let us know that you all were enjoying your family and friends and holidays as well. That meant a lot. That meant a lot. On today's episode, guys, I wanted to take some time and discuss the landscape of today's sports. I know a lot of you saw the text that I sent out, and I'm basically talking about the unfair and targeted manner in which some are judged and or viewed. Meanwhile, some players are excused for whatever they find themselves a part of, and no matter how serious the incident is. And I'm going to take that a little further and just say some people instead of just saying some players. Treece, you with me, babe?
I'm with you, yes.
I told them, you know, in the text that this was going to be a serious conversation. You know, I know I said no jokes, but I know Kale's Corner audience, and we can't go without a joke or two, you know. And right. One thing I will say about all our joking, it always fits the format of what we're doing, unless 57, do 57. We all know what's up with that. But I really want to – I want everybody that has an opinion or something to say to chime in on this one. You know, let's all chime in on this one. We're going to talk this week 7 NFL season, this weekend that just passed. And I want to know who surprised you the most and who let you down, you know. Out of all the games that we saw, you know. And then we're going to get into Lady T's Week 17 version of Lady T's Picks. That's right. Somebody won, and we're going to find out who that winner, I'm sorry to say winter, is. See, that's that Tyler Perry communication. You know what I mean? Okay. It makes me so sick when I hear people say, good morning, team. That is not a damn word. There's no such thing as good morning, team. You know what I mean? And I don't know why it irritates me as much as it does, but it really does. I really cannot stand that. So all of this and more on today's episode of... That's a drum roll for the people who are today's episode of Kale's Corner. Those topics and more we will get into. All right, we'll be right back. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. And I'm serious about this, y'all. I want you to think about the landscape of today's sports and how some people are targeted and treated unfair. And Yeah, we're going to get into all that in a moment. We'll get into all that in a moment. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, we going to get it right here. This the remix.
Facts on.
Oh, 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 oh. Deserving a piece. Oh, 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 oh. So deaf. Yeah, tingy. The lady. Let's do it.
I like the way you do that right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there.
A media outlet, then don't you owe it to your subscribers, to your readers, to everyone who logs on and pays attention to what you're saying? Don't you owe it to them to give the truth and the whole truth?
Right.
To me, this mixed message and this, we're going to give you this and withhold that. We're going to withhold this and give you that. I'm sick of that. I'm sick of it. And if you're going to give us a year long of Deshaun Watson situation, then why in the hell did we only get a month long of Robert Kraft's situation?
Right.
Because if you ask me which one is worse, I look at, and forgive me, and this is a part of what I text to you all. I look at Deshaun Watson's behavior as a horny young man. A horny young man. And I look at Robert Kraft's behavior, a horny older gentleman, a seasoned man. Now,
okay.
where the wrong comes in, Tree,
mm-hmm.
Everybody that Deshaun Watson approached was here in America by choice. They weren't slaves. They weren't brought here and made to be masseuse. This is their choice. Now, what was Watson inappropriate for attacking himself this way at these women? That's for the women to decide. We can't say yes or no for the simple fact it's how they felt over his advances. And the man is not or was never married. He has no children. And I know y'all say, well, Kel, that doesn't excuse misbehavior. No, it does not. And I agree with you guys 1,000%. But it's just like Facebook to me. Okay, and y'all walk with me for a second. I see on Facebook males send females penis pics, and some females go off. Y'all be sending me that. I don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see that. And other females are quiet about it. You don't hear a thing from other females about it. And that, to me, is the definition of what we're seeing. I'm pretty sure more women that came out had something to say about Deshaun Watson and his inappropriate, so-called inappropriate behavior. But the ones that haven't said anything, Trees, and this is where I am, the ones that haven't said anything are the ones who went along with it. They're the ones who accepted
or was offended.
Or was not offended. Exactly. Or was not offended. Exactly. Because we all know, for men, and I tell Reese this all the time, a woman can walk down the street in a potato sack, and a man will find something about her that is attractive to him.
Right.
We look at the Muslim religion. Those women are covered from head to toe. All they show are their eyes, their hands, and their feet. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those men still go Google Gaga off of the little next to nothing that they're presenting.
Right.
You know, I know some American men that find that attract to this day. You know? So I'm just like, you know, I know I hawk on this, guys, and I know I talk about this all the time, but I truly feel like the Houston Texans are doing Deshaun Watson in a terrible manner. He's a target.
Mm-hmm.
He has been targeted. Why? Because he wants out of that organization.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take some calls. Let's take some calls.
That's true.
Let's go to my man, Marcus. What's up, Mark?
Hey,
what's
Marcus.
Going on, family? How y'all doing? Can y'all hear me well?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you good.
All right. Well, you know, Kel, man, you know, we talk about these type of subjects. You know, it's definitely, it's a ride the line type of conversation. Because the first thing you mentioned is, you know, that the media, especially the wide stream media, they actually owe it to actually be fair and talk about it on both sides of the spectrum when you're dealing with
mm-hmm.
and you were careful about your wording. You know, when we're talking about this, I want to be clear. We're talking about black and white. You know.
Exactly.
And I know you're the host. I'm not the host, so I can say it. We're talking about black and white. But the only thing, I would like it to get to a point where it is a equal situation. You know, we're a long way away from there. You know, Jesus might come back before it happens. The truth of the matter is it's hard for me to put that kind of responsibility on the media. And the reason why I say that is because certain media don't have that ability, don't have that platform. I'm sure that there are plenty, black, white, and indifferent, who actually want to put it out there, but they are not in a position they can, because if they do, they too will get blackballed. And they too won't have a chance. Mm-hmm. It would literally take us all to come together, you know, and kind of like boycott together everybody mm-hmm. on every mainstream station to be able to say, hey, listen, this ain't right. We're going to all speak up on it. So if you mm-hmm. blackball this guy, you're going to have to blackball me, and you're going to have to blackball them, and you're going to have to black. You understand what I'm saying? And it's going because when you're targeting one, right, it's easy for them to, like, pull all your dirty little laundry out, right? But it's harder to come against a whole group of people, you know what I'm saying? And that's what all have to do in order for it to be fair, in order for it to make some change. We got to boycott. And really, that's what we should have done with Colin Kaepernick, but we didn't do it.
Yeah.
We didn't do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I have to admit, well, even I didn't in the beginning.
But, well, Marcus, let me say this. Uh-huh. With that whole Colin Kaepernick situation, there were so many mixed emotions and mixed media outlets on what the situation was and how it was going, that people didn't really know how or what direction to go in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're going to take another call. We're going to take Al Huckleberry, 57. What's up, bro?
Hey, 57.
What up, G?
I'm Mr. Tess.
What's up, 57?
Okay. We'll go ahead.
Yeah, I am muted. I was having a whole conversation.
Go ahead, boy.
Hey, listen, man. I agree with everything Marcus just said. I mean, you know, believe it or not, I do. But don't. I hope no one wants me to defend what Antonio Brown did yesterday. We know that there are certain people, like Marcus said, they know, you know, you can't say it, but black, between black and white, there are certain blacks that are not compensated or played in certain ways where they can't meet those goals to get those incentives that they're supposed to get, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, Antonio Brown, you've been to 4-5 teams. Tom Brady himself solicited for you to come to that team, even let you stay in his house. All you were going to get was 8 catches. As I was telling Tang earlier today, it's hard for me to believe that Tom Brady didn't want you to get those catches. But all I can go on is what I saw yesterday. I didn't like the fact that he just took off his clothes and in the end zone, dancing in the middle of a game. I just don't feel like that's the way you handle things. There's a better way to do it, you know, and I don't think he handled it correctly. So I'm not going to defend Antonio Brown, but when you got legitimate circumstances where the teams are deliberately doing things to players where they can't get their money, Terrell Owens type of situations and other situations, Adrian Peterson, you know, when he could have gotten more money if he'd broken that record, but the coach took him out of the game when he only needed 2 yards. Yeah, it seems like that. I'm with you 100%, but I can't defend Antonio Brown no matter what. I didn't think that was right.
Well, I'm really not offending or defending Antonio Brown because I'm with you. That behavior was a little bit much. But I think it's high time we look at cause as well as reaction. And sometimes we get so caught up in reaction that we totally neglect the cause. Antonio Brown, wrong as a live man, living, breathing man, riding in a casket. He was wrong as hell for his actions. But what brought about these actions? And we never question that. Everyone, I'm listening to everyone talking. They're saying, "Oh, Antonio Brown, crazy." The usual suspects. You know, and right. I apologize to you early, Trees, because you've told me several times, Kim.
Kim. Well, when we, I'm sorry, you guys. He's probably having some technical difficulties. We've been having some issues with his phone.
Wow.
He'll be back shortly. Just give him one second. He'll be back shortly.
Cousin T-Mobile.
Go ahead, 57.
No, since the one thing I think about when I see Antonio Brown is what he did yesterday. Like I told Kel, me and him was talking, I don't think he was wrong. I think he was wrong with his actions on the field during the middle of the game, because you not only represent yourself out there, you know, we all got to remember, you also represent the people too. You know,
call for mute your phone.
Huh?
Go ahead.
You know, like Colin Kaepernick, you know, even though like Marcus said in the beginning, I didn't agree with Colin Kaepernick. I wasn't really on his side. I thought he was doing it for other reasons, for selfish reasons. You know, it took me a while to say, okay, then, maybe the brother did. But Antonio Brown, nah. I could, you know, after the way he acted yesterday, you know, I'm saying Colin Kaepernick did try to find a peaceful way and a dignified way to do his protest without acting like a fool on the field. You know, no matter what anybody says.
Crazy. without making himself look crazy. And people saying, well, he's just crazy, you know, because they want you to think he's crazy anyway, and he's not crazy. He has a legitimate reason for doing what he's doing, but I think he shouldn't have did what he did out in the field. Like, you have a legitimate reason for doing what you're doing. Like, we understand. We get it. But to take off all your clothes and start throwing them and interrupting the game, like, that's just poor sportsmanship. To me.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That's what I think.
I agree with that, Treece, 100%. I agree with that. And we've seen, like I said, we've seen numerous occasions from Antonio Brown, but I'm looking at how long this man has been signed with this team. And there has been nothing. There has been nothing at all. And then for him to implode like this, what took place?
Right.
What took place?
If I could cut across you real quick and say he had a perfect – he owned him. He and Ben Roethlisberger owned Pittsburgh. He had the perfect situation. And he imploded himself in Pittsburgh. They didn't do it to him. He did it to himself. Then he left there and went to New England, was it Oakland, and did and cussed the coach out and did everything. So this dude got some problems. I'm not excusing what they might have been trying to do to him in Tampa Bay, but this dude has been a problem everywhere he's been, and everywhere he's been, they've been over backwards to try to make
sure.
So
why didn't you give him a chance? Why are he giving him chances, though? He does it all the time. He doesn't learn his lesson, but yet someone's willing to take a chance on him.
He's a great
player. I mean, if he was boo-boo or, you know, garbage, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Well,
he
acts like
that.
Garbage, that's for sure.
Look at Michael Sams, for instance. Michael Sams was a great player in college, but he was gay. Didn't get to play a down in the NFL. Didn't get to say a thing, you know.
Yeah.
Well, so, I think that was more on his lack of production. I don't want anybody to think that we're saying he was gay, so he didn't get to play. No.
What you said was that Antonio Brown was a great player. That's why people waste chance on it. Michael Sam didn't get a chance to prove himself because nobody wanted to waste the time on him with what he was bringing to the NFL.
He had just too much baggage.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Come on, Marcus. Yeah. What is your point? Marcus just said,
oh, I didn't know I was muted, though, for real. I didn't even know. He got me too, 57.
your background, Marcus. We were hearing that over the people that were talking, so I just muted it until we came back to you. But you have, come on.
All right. Look, what y'all saying about Antonio Brown, what makes me lean towards what Kale is saying is this. The fact remains, they allow us to see what they want us to see. And honestly, certain people on this call really, really can't make a comment to this. You know what I'm saying? And I mean that to be respectful. You know what I'm saying? They allow us to see what they want us to see. You understand? So what that means is, Antonio Brown's reaction was kind of monkey-fied. He made himself, you know what I'm saying? But I got to say it like this, bro. In a sport where they treat us like monkeys, where they don't treat us fair, you know what I'm saying? And then you got a dude that go act like a monkey and show his A in so many words. You really, really have to understand that everybody ain't going to take the stance that Colin Kaepernick takes. There's certain people that's going to actually fight back. And there's some people ain't going to fight the right way. Some people not going to do it
with the lawyers. Some people not gonna do it with the taking a knee. Some people actually gonna punch you in your mouth, man, and make a statement. And that is what I'm saying about. It's one thing to say all these things about Antonio Brown, but we really don't know the truth, the inside truth about why he reacted the way he reacted. Now, granted, he reacts like a horse's egg, but we don't know the truth. And it could have been with four teams that he like, hey, listen, man, I'm not about to be quiet about this.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this. Now, y'all
well, then make your
about
statement. Make your statement.
But you're right. You're absolutely correct. But the only thing is, hold on. Let me say this. He right. And I'm done after this. I promise. You right. But okay. Bruh, when a person goes to make their statement, even Colin Kaepernick had to be. He didn't come out right away. That's why I wasn't supporting him. I didn't know what. I was like, man, send a messenger pigeon. What are you doing this for? You know what I'm saying? It was all these different in the cloud reasons why he was doing it. And then
he first said it was against injustice. When nobody wanted to believe him when he said it. So it was like, what do y'all want?
But it was bigger than that. It wasn't just okay.
People didn't believe him because he was at no rally and he didn't show financial support to the cause. Go ahead, Marcus.
No. The thing was, Colin Kaepernick, I didn't really gravitate to what his whole meaning was for until he put out his Netflix thing. Every time he does something, I don't know exactly why he's doing it, like the details of why he's doing it. It wasn't just at first I thought he was taking a knee, the very first thing, because of the police brutality thing. I thought that was what it was. But it's bigger than that. This was about inequality against across the board. Yeah.
Period.
But I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
But he was trying to make a statement, but nobody was letting him make the statement. Everybody kept, you know, saying, you know, trying to talk for him. Like, nobody wanted to listen to what he had to say until that documentary came out.
But that's what I'm saying. They put a muzzle. The media has a way of shutting you up. Even though you got a platform, they shut you up in the platform. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I mean about Antonio Brown not really having. It's like they let us hear and let us see what they want us to see. And he like, oh, okay, you're gonna be. I'm gonna make it plain. Let me get in this end zone and dance this jig real quick. You know.
Let me give them, and no offense to anyone, but let me give them the shucking jive colored guy that they want.
That's right. That's right. You're absolutely correct.
Let me give them real quick.
That's it.
You know, Debo and I were discussing the lineman in Seattle, who got cut from the team, but this man was beating his wife within an inch of her life and then said to her, oh, you're not dead yet?
All
and
right.
We never heard anything else about it.
When it happened. I said, this is going to be the last time we talk about this. Right here. We're going to be the last. This is it.
And somebody please tell me, enlighten me, what punishment was passed down besides being cut? And we all knew that was coming.
Right.
Has the law gotten involved? So you're telling me in Seattle it's okay to physically abuse your spouse?
Yes.
Is that Seattle law?
Yes.
I'm just saying, y'all. We really.
I'm just
telling you.
Yes.
57. I'm going to say this. I joke around with you all the time about Ben and him being a rapist. You know. all the time. I joke around with you all the time about that. But I looked last night how they celebrated him. You know, his family, his wife, his kids, and, you know, how, I mean, they made a big to-do as he was leaving the field. And it's like, dang, nobody remembers, you know, I know the family of those, I know the family of those young women have to be beside themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I know they have to be mad beyond reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is another situation that Kel was not there. So I'm not stating fact on anything. I'm just saying with the information that came out, that was foul. That was foul behavior on Roethlisberger's part. And I'm speaking of the things he admitted to.
Right.
And it's just amazing to me, y'all. It's amazing to me, man. And I hear old-time players say, well, if social media was around back in our day, we don't even know if the sport would have survived because you would have had this incident.
Probably not.
That incident. And yeah, yeah. Seriously. You know, but this is the time when the sport is, when social media is around that we're living in right now. This is the time that social media is around. So social media and syndicated media outlets are being curbed.
Right.
They're not giving us all of it. They're giving us what they want, when they want, and how they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's not right. That's not right at all.
No.
And again, I'm not going after anyone. I'm not going after anyone because I'm going to tell you like this. If I could do some crap and get away with it, I'm going to try my hand. That's just human nature. I'm going to try my hand. If I walk in a bank and hand a note and society is going to say, oh, kill this crazy, kill this luncheon, I'm handing notes
right.
to damn near everybody got passed. You understand me? I'm taking a note everywhere, you know? Come on,
yeah.
Shane, man.
He get a note. Everybody get a note.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Shane, you with me?
Kale's going to family. Much love and respect. Happy New Year to everybody. How y'all doing today?
Happy New Year. Hey, Shane.
Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year, bro.
Yeah. Same to all of y'all, family. Same to all of y'all. Hey, look, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Y'all done hit everything on the nose. If I say anything, all I'm going to be doing is repeating everything 57, Marcus, Miss T, Kale, and Lou said. And I agree
bro,
with y'all on all
thing. Repeat one thing so we know you was listening.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, 57.
Yeah,
57. You terrible, man. Yeah. 57, you terrible, man.
That's how you do that.
Say what everybody says. Yeah.
What'd you say, 57?
Whatever somebody might have said in the last 30 minutes, repeat one thing. We say you just walked in the house.
Challenge taken.
Oh, you gonna remind him?
Right.
I forgot.
Y'all was talking about my man. Y'all was talking about my man, Antonio Brown. Well, so you know, I mean, I agree with what how he felt, but I don't agree how he left the field. That's what y'all was talking about, man.
Right.
I don't agree.
Well said, because I don't think any of us across the board, I believe it's a unanimous sentiment that he was wrong for acting the A that he acted.
Mm-hmm.
But And 57, don't take this as I'm excusing him or looking out for him. I want to know why, y'all. I want to know why.
Yeah.
What made this man go off like this?
Mm-hmm.
Taking your
shirt
off. Oh,
yeah, something definitely made him go off.
And
yeah,
man,
it's definitely going to be worth some money.
It had to happen before the game. Something might have taken him off, you know, before that. And he thought, well, I'm gonna do something that I may regret, but I'm gonna do it anyway. So I think, you know, it was planned before, you know, the incident you know, took place.
That's what I was going to say with Antonio Brown. I don't think he had it planned. I think it's just with his whole reaction, because that's just who he is, man.
Mm.
He don't have no filter, and he's going to do, like Marcus said, he's going to fight back different, totally different,
right.
And they're
right.
not going to like it.
Right.
And they're going to definitely take his platform away
right.
because what he's going to have to say is going to be very disruptive to the NFL if he do say something.
I want to get to the point where it's a fair media platform and a fair social media platform. You know, I'm seeing people, Antonio Brown, he did thing, he that, and it's all these conclusions, right? It's all these conclusions that are being risen, and I'm like, where did you get that? You know,
right.
to the point where, and y'all, I'm telling you, this is how silly social media has gotten. Oh, Antonio Brown was mad because he wanted to ride the Tampa Bay horse, and they wouldn't let him ride the horse. I said, what the hell? Where have we gone as a society,
yeah.
that we accept stupid crap like that as the news? And I understand some people want to play around and, you know, and joke, but why go to the extent of making your report look like an official report from a syndicated newscast when it's just a joke? It's a farce. What
yeah.
do you get from that? What do you get from that? It just makes me shake my head at people. It makes me shake my head at people. This is why this not.
What'd you say, bro? He probably saying this is why the nonsense. Yeah, his phone, something going on with his phone today.
It might be the Wi-Fi. You know, it might be the Wi-Fi fighting.
Yeah, from all this snow we got going on around here.
Right.
So, okay, let me see.
Yeah.
We're going to have to either move on and make sure his phone is where it needs to be. So we're just going to move on and talk about...
Yes.
How about we going to talk about the Cleveland Browns? How about he took 9 sacks, Baker Mayfield? What do y'all think about that? That was, y'all picked a bunch of people picked the Browns to win now.
And who was the smart people that picked the Steelers?
Oh, I picked the Steelers.
Right.
I picked the Steelers. But and you had a lot of people
Steelers.
That picked the Browns. And I want to know how they feel right now that Baker Mayfield could not get consecutive first downs. He couldn't get up off the ground. Every down, he was on the ground. How do y'all feel about that? Let's go to Tank. Because Tank picked the Browns, and Marcus picked the Browns. How do y'all two feel about that? Tank, you go first.
Well, you know, I did pick the Browns. I thought Baker Mayfield was going to be able to hold it down. I kind of should have knew it was going to be one of them political games, though, because Ben Roethlisberger last game, this is the final season. He's going to go out on top. I ain't had my thinking cap on last week, man. So, you know, it is what it is.
Honestly, when it comes to the either one of these teams, you know, that I call them toss up teams because you never know what quarterback you're gonna get. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I'm not really talking bad about Ben. You know, all jokes aside, you know, or Baker. You know, but they're inconsistent at that point. At this point, Ben. Because of old age or whatever we want to say, you know, he's inconsistent. You know, maybe he ain't got it like that no more. But same thing with Baker, he hesitates. You know what I'm saying? He hesitates in the pocket. You never know you're gonna get confident Baker Mayfield or you know flaky Baker Mayfield. So, certain games I just guess. I just do a toss up, 50-50. I went the wrong way.
Yeah. Okay. And so we got one. I know one other team that everybody was upset about. It was the Chiefs game. The Chiefs and the Bengals.
Yeah.
That was a great game. I didn't pick the Bengals. I picked the Chiefs. I was one of the ones who picked the Chiefs. But go ahead, Marcus. Did you pick the Bengals?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I figured their defense was going to play well enough and apply enough pressure. I believe that any team that applies the right type of pressure to this boy is they're going to get him. You know what I'm saying? And will have their day. And they can match score for score. So I knew they had all the tangibles to win.
Yeah. But you and 57, but 57 picked the Bengals. Why you picked the Bengals 57? Because y'all two were the only ones I think that picked the Bengals.
Basically the same. Excuse me. The same reason that Marcus did. Basically the same reason that Marcus did. No. I felt the same way that Marcus felt about if you put the pressure on Kansas City. And lately, it looks like Andy Reid is out there trying a bunch of trick plays with McCombs, and if that doesn't work, then they're in trouble. If they got to play, you know, seem like they're in trouble. And Cincinnati, lately, their quarterback has been hot. He's been hot. 900 yards in two games. Yeah, 900 yards in two games is pretty good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrows, he's really coming on late. He's really, and this is the time when most quarterbacks aren't as accurate. When it gets cold, it just seems the total opposite for him. It seems the total opposite for him. All right, we're going to take a quick one, y'all. Great conversation, man. Great conversation. I wanted to know you all's points and views on this, and as usual, Kale's Corner did not disappoint. So kudos to us. 563-999-3782. When we come back, we're gonna go a little bit more into this week 7. Team of the NFL.
I don't have no trouble with you fucking me, but I have a little problem with you not fucking me. Baby, you know I'ma take.
Okay. Oh, dirty.
I was about to say, is that where we at there?
Okay.
Yo, I'm doing a mean one thing, y'all. This phone getting on my last, and I'm just doing a mean one thing. Yeah, back to the Bengals and the Chiefs. You know, I'm of the belief that these trick plays are running out. These trick plays have run the gamut, and people are hit to. We all know the NFL, man. Once one team has figured you out, it's nothing for the rest of them.
Indeed.
Yeah, copycat league.
Everyone knows it's a copycat league. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So you know, go ahead, Tree. Chris, did you say something?
No, I ain't saying nothing, bro. I'm good. I was listening.
Oh, okay.
Hey, but
kids, yeah, copycat league, though.
Look,
right.
Let me say this. Tang was talking about a political game. The political game was his game Sunday with Arizona. Yeah, that was a political game. I told him before the game started Saturday, I said, Tang, they're not going to let you win. Even though you playing in Dallas, they're not going to let Arizona go into the playoffs on a losing note. You're going to lose this game Sunday. No, we ain't, bro. No, we ain't. No, we ain't. Yesterday, yeah, man, you was right. I said, man, watch tonight. We're going to show you how to win a game, how to send your quarterback off in style. You know, pay attention. Pay attention, you know.
Well,
there you go.
Boy. You know what? Yeah, I'm not a Cowboy or Philadelphia or Pittsburgh. I'm sorry. I'm not a Cowboy or Pittsburgh fan, but that was just the most full of crap, loaded statement that I have ever heard. Last night, 57, them referees stepped up big time for Pittsburgh.
That was their political game last night.
Exactly.
That was their political game last night. They let Ben. They wasn't gonna let Ben ride off like that. He gonna ride off in style.
Ask your co-host. She watched the game last night. She the expert on this channel. She'll tell you. What's the name? Watts got 4 sacks. Harris had 180-some yards rushing. Ben played the. Yeah, he set a record. Ben played a basic game last night.
Let me ask you a question.
I want to ask you one after you say ask yours. I want to ask you one.
Okay. After Hurst, with Hurst 4 sacks, right, how many times was he offside and it wasn't called? How many times did he start before the ball was snapped?
Not one. Not one.
Oh, man.
Not one. But did the referee count it, Kale? You don't matter. You're sitting in your living room. You don't matter.
Already in the stats. You already got it, man. So don't sit here and cheat football like that by saying that every last sack your man got was to standard, because it wasn't.
We ain't in Catholic school. You ain't going to hit me with no rule and make me say what you want me to say. No, I didn't see no offside.
You do it all the time, Pippa Devil.
Huh?
You do it all the time.
I didn't see no offside. I ain't see no offside. But this is what I want to ask you, Kim. What does STFU mean? What does STFU mean?
No, ma'am. No, sir. No, ma'am. And no, sir. All the time. No. Moving right along. We're going to move right along.
You really don't know what that means, huh?
He's trying to be funny, man.
Yeah, don't walk up to that.
He tried to reverse it on you, bro.
Go ahead, Marcus.
What does you coughing on the line equate to? Man, you was coughing up a lung, man. What does that equate to? What does that
y'all
mean?
Crazy.
Wait a minute, y'all. Okay.
Hey, bro, mine got dropped from the sky, dog, fam.
Anybody
want to?
It's time for the pick. Anybody
want to
hit a pick?
Anybody
want to hit a one?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to take a quick one.
Hey, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. The number here is 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
I'm just glad you know. Okay. I hate that song, Tree. Come on. Come on, Tree. I hate it, y'all. But go ahead.
I'm not forgetting it myself.
Once you hear it, then it be in your soul. Like, it's in your soul. You just want to start singing it.
Nah, I itch.
You know?
My stomach itch. My back itch. My arm itch. Uh-oh. Somebody
it's
got a Marlboro
than,
extra
welcome
strength.
Welcome to DC. It's better than
never. Never.
Y'all need to mind your business.
Come on, Tree.
No, Mr. T, I don't think it's better than that. I'm not even a Washington football team.
Y'all
man,
need to mind
your business.
You kind of are, sir. So, you know.
That's the old crank.
Yeah, the 49 E-40 crank. Okay, but anyway.
No.
Let me go ahead and get to who won this cheddar. Okay? Let's get to who won this cheddar.
You sound real excited. It must be you.
Yep.
You ain't lying, bro. Hey, bro. You ain't lying.
I ain't never heard her sound like that.
I can be just excited for the person who won. Yeah, I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, she won.
So coming in last place, I love you, but you're coming in last place week 17. That's Miss Ricky Cup with 7. Our next picks are 9 picks. Coming in with 9 picks, you guys, 9 picks. The two mouths of the South, Kale and Tang.
Y'all better be ready for this week.
Okay, but guess what? If y'all come to y'all name, y'all still might be the winner.
I want y'all to know
Tang cheating.
I want y'all to know that.
We can win. He already, his name been called already. Coming in with 11 picks, you guys. 11 picks. All by her lonesome self, Miss P. I did not win. Thank you very much. Coming in with 12 picks. We got 2 more, you guys. 2 more mouths of the South. 57 and Marcus.
Marcus, man, stop copying my stuff, man. Tired of you, man.
If you guys have not heard your name, that means you are still in the winning.
Nima.
Coming in with 13 picks, baby. Coming in with 13 picks. We have Debo and Nima. Yes, coming in with 13 picks, Debo and Mima. And, y'all, it was really, really close because the score of the game was 24-14.
Mm-hmm.
And Debo picked 26-17, with the score being 43. And Mima picked 28-14, baby, coming in with 42.
Yes.
In the winner, Mima is the winner.
Mima, yeah.
My baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mima.
Belongs to Mima.
Soon as she stopped following Shane. Soon as she stopped following Shane, she became a winner. You stop following Shane.
Go ahead, Mima.
She became a winner.
Shut up and let Mima talk. Come on, Mima.
Hey, Kel,
can
you move on the body now here?
Yeah.
My new year is made. Thank you, Mima. Thank you for studying and making the right picks, and congratulations.
Yes,
week 17. Hey, Mima say started from the bottom. Now she's here. You're on the top, baby.
Hey, Mima.
Wow.
I told Miss T you won. I knew you had won this week, though.
If she would have picked them Eagles instead of them Washington, she would have been
I ain't lying, big girl. I told her. I said, Mima won this week.
You
see.
Okay.
Yes,
I was so excited last week, y'all.
Well, hey, that's everybody except for Lou has won. Everyone.
Lou would have won, but Lou ain't put his $5 up. Lou would have won about twice.
Nobody's. I can't seem to do it. I have trouble with this app.
Oh man.
I wish I had to do it.
You had to get permission from the family, so you know once you got that, you was gonna call me back, but you ain't never call me back. But we got like 3-4 more weeks.
Well, I was trying to get you back. So, why don't you try to reach me after the show? Okay.
I'm gonna do. You know what? We gonna do that. It. If you gonna do it, you gonna have to do it. How we gonna FaceTime each other, and then we gonna get it done. So
that's
you'll right. be ready.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah, so everybody
has
won,
including Lou.
We got one more week. We got one mm-hmm. more week, and then we're going, and then Teresa and I are going to brainstorm. Teresa and I are going to brainstorm on this playoffs all the way to the Super Bowl and what it's going to take to win. Now, I haven't decided, but I want you all's feedback. I want us to step it up a little bit for the Super Bowl. So we'll go through the playoff game at $5, but I want to step it up. I don't know exactly how much we're all going to put in with the Super Bowl pick, but I believe the winners of the Super Bowl should win a little more than the regular season. And the playoffs. Yeah. So we're gonna like I say, Lady T and I, we're gonna discuss it and Thursday when we come on. Yep. Thursday, we'll have it in concrete. And you guys, those of you that know my number, contact me, text me, let me know what you think it should be as far as the price.
You
guys
have my number, do the same.
Yes, exactly. If you have Teresa's number or my number, contact us and let us know so we can kick this around a little bit and try to make this not just fair but fun as it's been during this regular season. So I must say, congratulations, Mima. We're going to take a quick break. 568-999-3782. Mima, this for you, baby.
Keep it going.
Congratulations. Debo send you his congratulations, Mima. I just got one question, Mima. Where we drinking at?
Okay.
where we drinking at?
We do it on the last game when we come down your house Sunday. Last game.
There we go.
Oh, by the way, I want an MGM, too. I had to go up there and pick up my check.
He is winning everywhere. You just ran all around the board, man.
Right, I need to hang with me.
You know,
yep, at the casino.
Hang with us. But no, I can't talk trash because how many wins did I have, Tree? I'm sorry, baby. How many wins did I have?
Nine.
I know Marcus. Nine. Okay. Yeah, Marcus and 57 tied at 12, right?
Correct. You and Tang tied at
9. That's my brother, you know what I mean? We do that every night. We do that every night. You know what I mean? yeah. So,
here we go.
I want to talk a little basketball. Can I talk a little basketball, y'all?
Yeah.
Let me know.
Do it.
I am so ready.
It's your show?
It's our show. I am so ready for Bradley.
Okay, well,
Beal.
I don't want to talk about basketball.
Okay, well, we'll just mute you. I am so ready for Bradley Beal to get away from this team. I'm serious. Now, they beat Charlotte last night. They did beat Charlotte 124-121. And like Tree just said, it was a barely type of winning situation. And we all know all we care about is the W. But
That's right. Don't
feel corner, we break it down a little bit because we see how that W could have easily been an L. I want to congratulate Gafford. I love the way this young man plays. And when Bryant come back, I'm telling you, man, those dudes are going to be a force. They are going to be a force down there.
Yeah.
Hachimura, when he comes back, depending on how much basketball he really put into the offseason. You know, we all know Hachimura, there were stories of him being homesick and miserable, missing China. That's where he's from, right? China, y'all?
Yeah.
So, you know, I just look at the situation like, as far as this Wizards team goes, I see a team that, and three, you celebrated y'all winning, but we took y'all to the ropes, was it Saturday night?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, we took y'all to the ropes Saturday night. That was a great game. Even though the Wizards did not win, it was still a great game and very entertaining. Very entertaining to watch, even with all the players from both teams that were missing.
And let me say this too, though, Kill. Let me say this. For the Wizards to hang with the number, I mean, I'm not bragging on my team or nothing. This is facts. For the Wizards to hang with the number one team in the Eastern Division, because we are number one right now, for them to hang with us in the manner that they did hang with us was amazing, and it was great to see, even though you guys had a lot of obstacles to deal with. We both did on both sides because the refereeing was crazy, but the Wizards look amazing, actually. They really do. They look amazing. So, I mean, you guys can get – I mean, you lost the game, but you didn't lose the game but 3 points. Three points.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And,
so it ain't like y'all got blown out.
Right. Well, I mean y'all know. Well, Payne, no. You know, Payne, what I said, there's no such thing as a moral victory.
Exactly.
But there are plenty of learning lessons.
Opportunity.
There are plenty of learning
lessons.
And in basketball, the beauty of basketball, you play each team more than once. So they'll have an opportunity. They'll have an opportunity with everything that they learn. Yeah. And with more players being back. You know? So hey. Like I said, man, this team really early are giving us something to watch and some encouragement over the type of team that they are and how they're playing. Again, I can't state it enough. I cannot state it enough. Get that damn ball out of Bradley Beal's hands so much.
Yeah, exactly.
Run the point.
Thank
we play y'all again Friday.
Exactly. I know.
Debo listening?
Yeah, he's listening.
Hey, Debo, I know you listening, Debo. How you feel about our man Kuz? You coming along with us?
Actually, Debo did give a little compliment to
okay,
about two weeks ago. So I was waiting, to be honest, because Kuzma, as the old folks used to say, Kuzma showed his high part last night. That boy was hitting shots that he looked like Martin Gortat. I mean, not Martin Gortat. What's the boy's name? The 3-point shooter for us, man. Who we got from San Antonio?
Bertans. Yeah.
Exactly.
But we can let go.
He looked like Bertans. Excuse me?
I said, who we can let go. I don't really.
He's iffy. He's so iffy right now. I don't know what's going on with Bertans.
Debo said, yeah. Debo said, yeah, he's showing me some heart, and he balling, homes. Y'all don't know.
My
that right there is like pulling teeth at the dentist to get that baby to say that. So Debo just knew he was going to hate Kuzma, and I just kept telling him, it's a lot of stress. It's a lot of pressure playing under LeBron. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And before LeBron came there, Kuzma was the guy, was the man before LeBron came there. Now, some would say L.A. chose the short term instead of the long term investment. DMV Kale says, thank you, L.A. Thank you. Because I've been waiting for a trade to come to us as the Wizards bullet team that we sent to Detroit. And I'm not getting ahead of myself, but these guys, I see a player with attitude. I see a player with confidence. Well, all of them play with confidence, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know. All of them play with confidence. So I'm not going to, you know, limit that to one player. But I feel confident, Debo, going into the second half of the season. After Valentine's and the All-Star break, I feel confident in what this team is going to bring to the table. And you know, one more complaint, which is something that can be fixed, is Wes Unseld's usage of his players. You know, excuse me.
Yeah.
Y'all coach looks like a thumb.
Stop.
Come on, Miss T. Be my man,
that
long, man. He keeps saying that, man.
Hey, y'all, Ernie, you know, Lady T, got to remind us.
I know, I feel like a little bit.
Lady, look, we was watching the game, and she brought extra my attention. The rest of the daggone day, I ain't even watching the game. I'm looking at this man here like, damn, it is shaking like a star. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stop that, T. That man cannot help you stay busy.
I love y'all.
How they go change the Staples Center to the Crypto Center and call it LeBron's house?
Yeah.
He's the biggest star playing there right now, as the name is being changed. You know,
LeBron,
as they're changing the name, he's the biggest thing there. People not coming in. As good as Carmelo is, people are not coming into that stadium to see just Carmelo.
Hey, look,
I'm serious.
That's what they're going to call it, or they just calling it that for fun right now. They just saying that.
No, this is what it's going to be called the Crypto Center next year. That's what they're going to change it to.
Oh,
that's what they're
going
to change it to.
LeBron's house. I was going to say
that. No, they were saying that it's going to be the Crypto Center, and it's LeBron's house. And they were talking about it on ESPN.
It is his house right now. He can have that.
Kobe and Shaq built that house, man. Magic had the form. Kobe and Shaq was
exactly
at the Staples Center.
They throw them bricks down.
Look,
that's
right.
Magic built the United Center. I mean, Michael built the United Center. You know, the Bad Boys built the Palace. I mean, come on, man. How you going to give that to LeBron?
No, bro, you're absolutely right. I'm not disputing what you're saying. But what I'm telling you is that's why they're changing the name, because it is his house. Kobe and Shaq did build that house, the Staples Center. I'm agreeing with you. But it's his house name.
Bruh. You that's won one saying. Title there.
And listen, it's just like what Shaquille said. He's bringing in the money.
And that's what I'm saying. If it means anything, Shaquille O'Neal said he wants the name change because that's him and Kobe out. And the way the Lakers are playing right now, the lackluster team that they are, he doesn't want their name associated with this Lakers team. So he's on
the board. I can go with Shaq on that. I ain't going to disagree with that. I'm with him.
I hadn't heard that, but since you said that,
yeah, I'm with Shaq. I'm with it.
But especially if you're going to stay there, and retire there, then I can see them doing that. You know, it ain't no harm, but if you don't plan on staying there and retiring there, then what's the use of changing the name? This is one of them people that came through and kept moving.
Because do you think he might go back to Cleveland and retire?
He's going to go back
and be on a one-day contract. The reason why they're changing the name and calling it LeBron's house, because as LeBron has been his whole career, he's a spoiled, pompous little, you know what. You won one bubble championship. And you want the name changed? You ain't dog. Listen, everybody associated with the Lakers who have had their name on that building have won three or more championships.
Right.
Kobe.
And guess what, big bro? Who fault is that that fool come to them and suggest that? Face of the league, and you can do stuff like that. Listen to me. That's their fault for letting him even let that happen if he suggested that. That's not LeBron's fault.
That's a big fault.
He's the king, man. He's supposed to go do that.
We don't know if he suggested that. They could have came in with that.
True.
Well, no. Treece, I'm going to say
and
this.
He probably said,
I'm going to
and
say
he probably
this.
Said the same.
I'm going to say this about that, Treece. Yeah, we don't know. They could have come to him with that. But he knows what he has and has not done and is not going to do there. He knows. So to accept that role, it's my house. It's my house. It kind of stinks to some. And I can understand where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it stinks to me. But what I'm saying is when you're the face of the league and they put you on that pedestal, and like Ms. T said, if they did come to him, or even if he did come to them, why would they even agree with it?
Hey, man.
First of all, for him to change it from the Staples Center to the Crypto Center, it was because of the contract that the Staples Center had with Jerry Buss in them. Even the contract has expired, and they're not renewing it because Crypto is coming in under them, underbidden, and swooped in and got the Staples Center. That's what really happened. And so now that the Crypto got it, LeBron can say whatever he want to say. He can say, hey, we're going to say it's my house. It's LeBron James' house and company and whoever else, you know, that's associated with him. It's the old man team or whatever, you know.
Yep.
It can be whatever. It's only because of the contract being changed from the Staples Center to the Crypto Center.
Crypto is underbidding. They're overbidding.
Overbidding.
No, you can't. No.
Yeah, they ain't underbidding.
They have to. They saying that we can do it for a cheaper price. That's what I'm telling you.
We know that, Miss T. We know that, Miss T. But what Big Bruh trying to say is, listen to what he's saying. They overbidding. You never know. They could have slid something under. They overbidding.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, and the way you look at it, they outbidded them. If you want to say over, under, around, in the middle, they underbidded them people.
They outbid them people
and got that contract.
And three things for sure. LeBron is big in crypto. LeBron is the face of the league, and the owner of the Los Angeles Lakers love LeBron James. He's damn near turned his team over to him. She loves LeBron.
That's why Magic left. Magic left because he thought he was going to have the keys to the city. But all he had was the front door. That's it. He just
the
had
front
the door.
Front
door. He had the keys to the city.
I'm
he had the key to the
gate,
and that was it.
Magic was done dirty. All that he sacrificed and has been to this Lakers team, no one should be able to overturn or overpower Magic Johnson's authority with that team. Because Magic is a part of the reason why you all are great. You can't just overlook
it. Magic and Jerry Buss knew this day was coming. That's why Jerry Buss, before he died, set Magic up so he could be part owner of the Dodgers. She never really liked Magic like that. As soon as Jerry Buss died, she made her move in another direction. But Magic had already been set up with the Dodgers.
I like Genie Bus.
I like her too. It ain't a matter of liking her. It's a matter of how you doing business. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
She did some dirty business.
That's what I don't like about Genie Bus. Because your father kept it above board as much as he possibly could when it came to this Lakers team. And now you're coming in, as soon as you're an owner, you're doing dirty business. That don't sit well with me. Who am I? You know what I mean? But honestly, that just doesn't sit well with me. You know, Your father has a legacy. Your father made a name with this organization.
Yes.
And you have no right.
That's her brother. That was her brother.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Her brother, not her father. I use it that way too, Kale, but it's her brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's her brother.
Okay. Right.
But still,
you have no right to destroy it. You have no right.
Hey, how my man say it? How my man said in The Godfather, my father's way of doing things are past.
Exactly.
And we're moving on to something else. Yes.
But this is my thing. Jerry Buss also knew, let me say this too. Jerry Buss also knew that Genie Buss didn't really like to be involved in all that basketball stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So why give it to her if you know that that's not what she really likes? I mean, you could keep her in it, you know, the CEO or the president or, you know, but give it to, you could have gave it just for anybody. I don't know. You could have sold it. You knew you was dying. I mean, just sell it.
Right. Well, you got with these owners, they want their name to live on as a part of the organization. Well, who's going to make it live on more than their family? Who's going to make it live on more than their family? If it's in black and white, you're going to get the minimum from, say, if you and I came in. They're going to get the minimum. They're going to get exactly what's in black and white. But if family takes it over and family own it, You have a potential to have a little more leeway with things. You have a potential to see your name actually live on in the situation. You understand what I'm saying?
Not I like do. I understand.
Not like it won't, but when your family is in charge, you know, and these are the people that Mr. Bryce had been talking to since they were little kids, you know, who were there as a part of some of those wins and victories, and he reiterated to them several occasions, this is how we do. This is what we do. When I'm gone, I want this to go on as this way and that way. This is what I want. You know, some people will say, nah, that ain't right, and others will say, yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it all depends on the individual and how they're viewing things. You know, it really depends on them. But, you know, Crypto, we all know that is LeBron's company. He's the man with this crypto thing. And we all have to remember, LeBron doesn't have a whole lot of basketball left. He doesn't. So he's setting it up for his son, and he has to start viewing his life as an ex-basketball star. You understand what I'm saying? He's not going to be on the court providing that excitement anymore. He's not going to be the guy that sells out arenas. That's not going to be his anymore. So he has to strike while the iron is hot. And this is the way. I make my jokes about LeBron, but he's a shrewd businessman, and I give him his props.
And you know what, Kale? I was sitting up here listening to you, and I was thinking to myself, and you see it in all the players. You saw it in Magic and Michael. When they first come into the league as a rookie, eyes wide open, and then with that time when they realize that it's a business, you know, and you see that innocence is gone now, and they just become businessmen and basketball players. And, you know, and you just, when they realize it's a business, some people don't realize it's a business and don't know how to carry it. But the good ones normally do.
And, you know, I think a lot of people were misled with Kobe because most of Kobe's money went overseas to Italy. You know, Kobe owns towns damn near over in Italy. Do you know what I mean? So we didn't see his money here, but they did. Trust. They did, and. You know, that was his investment. I don't know if it was going to become a point in time where Kobe said, you know, I want to retire here or what. But I do know most of his major investments was there. And I applaud the man for it. I applaud any man, black or white, that has his game together for once the game is no more. These millionaire dudes that running around broke. Now we know Delonte West's situation, so I'm not referring to him. But these guys that had these big old contracts and Glenn Robinson comes to mind. You know, had a massive contract. Right now, to this day, we don't know where he is. We don't know what he's doing, what his money, how is his money working for him, or nothing. So it is a pleasure when one of these guys step up and are actually doing something or have a career after their playing career.
You know, I know a lot of people might say different things about this, but this is one thing I always admired about this dude. O.J. Yeah. Simpson, after everything he went through, he had the presence of mind, take out an insurance contract that no matter what happened to him in life, the government could not touch it. That any, no matter what, and to this day, he still gets something like $30,000 a month to live on.
Mm-hmm.
That the government can't touch,
mm-hmm.
no lawsuits can't touch or
mm-hmm.
anything. And the contract cost him something like $1 million. Sometimes
mm.
these guys don't look at what's going to happen after they stop playing whatever sport
mm-hmm.
they're playing,
yeah.
and they just spend money.
Look at Tristan Thompson. His name has been all in the news, mostly female related, but his name has been all in the news, and he spent all type of money. He spent all types of money, and dude. You're not investing in anything that's going to bring you any type of profit by the end of your career. You're basically throwing your money into a fireplace. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, man, not another one. Dude got all this bag on money and doing the wrong thing with it. Come on, bro. He's smaller than
Hell, where's Sean? Where's Sean Kemp? Sean Kemp had 17 kids when he was still playing.
Yeah, but he's doing all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Kudos to Sean Kemp.
Yeah,
kudos
really.
To Sean Kemp. You know, because I do remember Sean Kemp had some kids, man.
Sure.
So yeah. Kudos to him getting himself together and putting himself in a position where this won't. Huh?
When I was.
He still worth $5 million.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I always wondered, how could a man get all this money playing ball and then be broke at the end of his career? That's when I was younger and naive and didn't realize how you can go through millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to do.
As an athlete, this is what people don't realize. This is what people don't realize. You have a payroll that you have to honor and live up to. You got to pay people for everything.
Yep.
For everything. You know, and it can
hopefully
they're right?
taking care of the finances correctly because if they don't, they're stealing from you.
Yep.
That's why I admire Allen Iverson. Stephen A. Smith will have you to believe that Allen Iverson is broke. Allen Iverson ain't nowhere near as broke. He ain't nowhere near broke. His family, well taken care of. You know? So
Reebok.
You know, yes. His Reebok contract.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Exactly. Now, the reason they did it, we all might turn our nose up at, you know, because they said he was a young, ignorant guy when it came to his finances. And we see that wasn't a lie. That was the truth. Allen Iverson was buying any and everything. And then once he started drinking, you know, his money really started to shrivel up and leave him. So, you know, I think it was a smart move by allowing people who dealt with money, the amounts of money that you're not used to having, allow them to guide you. Allow them to direct you, you know? So I mean, Allen Iverson had it set up where he would receive money years after he's playing. You know, $5 million a year, $6 million a year, you know, and everybody screaming, Allen Iverson broke. That man wasn't hardly broke. That man wasn't broke. If Allen Iverson is broke, then I'm out there going to hang myself because, shoot, I ain't going to never see that type of phone.
Okay.
You know,
perfect example.
Let me take that back. Let me take that back because I'm going to hit that Powerball or that Mega Million. I'm here to let you know. I'm going to hit one of them. But, yeah. What would you say?
I was going to get ready to say that that's a perfect example of the NBA doing somebody wrong right there. You know, that was my man right there, Allen Iverson. The greatest, one of the greatest guards I ever seen play the game. But he a lot got thrown on him because he was changing the culture of the game as he was going along.
Yeah. Hey, tattoos, cornrows, baggy clothes, all of a sudden
baggy
now
clothes,
all of that stuff became cool. Yeah.
That's right.
Drop socks and all this stuff became cool. You know? It became what he do. And they loved Mike. They loved Mike so much. You know, this is going back to the beginning, the opening of the show. Mike could do no wrong. Could do no wrong whatsoever. And then when they got tired of him, and see, a lot of people think Mike took that year off to play baseball by choice. No, Mike was forced out. Mike was forced out for that year. Why? Because the commission wanted someone else to win. That was the only thing that could stop Michael Jordan, is if he doesn't play the game. Mike would have seven, trust me, if the commissioner wouldn't have gotten involved. So Mike went to play baseball, you know. But you look at Michael Jordan, his fashion, and the way he did things, and we look at Allen Iverson. They were all with what Michael Jordan wanted and how his culture was changing. And they looked at Allen Iverson. I mean, if you guys remember, they came up with a dress code.
Yes.
They came up with a dress code. No, you can't wear this. You can't wear that. Nah. Nah, man, this is how we want to see you. Really? Really? A whole dress code. Seriously. You know, so you know, that machine, man, that machine is something else. It's something else. So to see guys still have money and be able to live long after... That's the point I'm really trying to get at. It's a good thing. And I applaud every player who found a way to make himself relevant even after he's not playing anymore. You know?
Yeah.
To come back around real quick to what you started off with, if Antonio Brown really needs help, I hope he gets it. You know, this was an act of crying out, saying, hey, I need help. And if the NFL is doing them wrong or the team is doing them wrong, they need to cut this practice out that they've been doing for years to players, you know, especially players of color, you know. But this is a whole lot of talent, man, just to be sitting on the sideline, not in the game. We know what this guy can still do, you know. I would rather see him on the field than to see what I saw yesterday.
We know he was a big part. He played a big part in them winning a lot of games that they won this year.
Yes, that's right. A whole
He's
lot of people
really
acted
good.
Differently when it came to the COVID vaccination. He didn't want it, so he fibbed about it, you know, or made up a thing. He didn't want to do it, but the only way he could play was to say that he did it. You know, mm-hmm. it ain't no different than Kyrie Irving not wanting it and everything. You know, don't hold that against the guy.
It's no different.
But
it's no different than Aaron Rodgers.
He just did
right.
No exactly. Exactly.
And we've heard nothing. Aaron Rodgers went through his suspension and all of that necessary nonsense, and nothing was said. Nothing.
And they done gave him MVP. The season ain't even over with
exactly.
yet.
Exactly.
Can we, I know we talk about it like that, but can we talk about the collapse of when Washington played the Eagles? Can we talk about the collapse of the stadium? Why is the stadium falling apart?
Why
is the stadium falling apart? But they need
because
to move
them
back
ignorant to- Eagles fans would not lean back like they were told.
There was Washington fans. A lot of them was Washington fans.
No, they weren't. No, they weren't.
But if you look up in the stands,
It was all Eagles fans.
They bought tickets to y'all stadium. They wanted to see their people. It's all right the street.
Yeah, they hadn't tightened the ropes up from the fight last week, Treece. They hadn't tightened the ropes back up from the boxing match they had in there last week.
Go ahead, Marcus. Go ahead, Marcus.
Hey, Treece, that was, you know, those bars that they were leaning on, it was all, you know, when they going, they had the Eagle side or Washington side or whatever team is visiting side, that's how I do. So they... You know how they do when they leaning over to see they just fans and like they were being told, like, move back. All y'all can't lean over at the same time. But like you said, them dummies, they was all piled on each other, pressing, trying to get to the man, trying to get an autograph. And they fell.
Man, they got one, didn't they?
Well,
Lord, I know their hands hurt, their bodies hurt. They feel hard.
Yeah. And then they turned around and took selfies with them.
Yeah.
How hard did they fall?
Exactly. They have a whole section in there called Biscuitville. Biscuitville. Right?
Boy, you know what?
Not Biscuitville, though.
Announcement came out today, y'all, that Washington will be revealing the new name, on February the 2nd. Why February the 2nd, I do not know. But
it's not Red Wolves.
Oh, okay.
Red Bum.
Right.
Well, you can't get no worse than the Wizards.
Yeah, man. Boy. Come on, Trees.
It should be the
third.
What is a Wizard? I love the team. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the team. I love the player. But the name has got to go. Y'all need to go back to the Bullets. Because regardless, I mean, the Bullets ain't. I mean, everybody got Bullets. Always. Go back to the Bullets, y'all, or win a championship. Watch.
I don't know because we go back to the Bullets, we'll be considered a team that's going against the tide. We're swimming upstream, you know, and we know how they treat those teams. So I don't know.
They need to move back to DC.
I felt like I was at RFK when I seen the people go down. I thought that was at RFK. I said, where we at again? Why though? Ain't nobody at RFK. Watch your mouth.
Come on, let's go.
Going to,
though.
No, it didn't.
It always felt like you were going to.
Hey, as a person who watched many a game in RFK, our stadium bounced. It bounced.
And it went down a couple of times, too.
Huh?
They went down a couple of times in that front row.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're going to have to text me that, Trees.
I sure
Let's
will.
Let's go. Come on, Trees. Come on, Trees.
Bring it on home. Bring it on home. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. We love you guys so much. I promise you. We love you guys. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also follow us on blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean. You guys, we love you. Congratulations, Ms. Breeze. Happy New Year to everybody. Enjoy yourself, and we'll see you guys right back here on Thursday, 5 p.m. sharp. Love you guys. Have a great rest of your day.
Congratulations, Mima. Congratulations,
Mima. That's what I said.
Miss Reese, please do not give me anything more to happy hear from her mouth. Please.
Lord, Mima, I am so sorry. I apologize. Mima, congratulations, Mima. I am so sorry.
And that's what's up. Y'all get yourself together because we're going to do this all over again Thursday. We'll check that with you later.